Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Day, Shalimar, Shack Attack, and a massive Rishi Sunak to each and every bloody one of you. She's here. It's Linda Bollock. Lean into the microphone, Linda.
Hey, all right.
She's suddenly gone scouse. Linda's here. How have you been, Linda? What have you been up to?
I'm all right, despite having received a barrage of abuse with my burger the other day.
Oh, that's right. Karen, what, you went to
Karen's Diner.
Those of you who are remotely interested and haven't stopped subscribing to the podcast will remember that Linda went to somewhere called Karen's. What is a burger place?
It's a diner. It looks like Happy Days, right? They've got all like the checkboard floor and the sort of squeaky, what they call melamine. Melamine, it's just melamine around.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Lots of chrome,
don't know
all
what
that
she's
shit.
Talking about.
Anyway,
get to the meat of the thing.
You go
for
in
Christ's sake.
And you are allowing yourself to be open to a barrage of abuse from very disgruntled staff.
Oh, God.
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
They don't say that.
No,
do they?
You walk in the door, they say, What the fuck do you want?
Oh, no.
I have a reservation. Do you now? Meanwhile, I was with a gentleman.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, a woman comes up behind me and goes, move, bitch.
And you pay for
We pay for this experience. It feels a little bit like a specialised service, except no one gets their body spanked.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so you go in. The food is very good, right? But the service is awful, and that's what you pay for.
Yeah.
Everyone gets given, like, a little paper sort of chef's hat. No, more like a sailor's hat.
Right.
My companion was given a chef-stroke-sailor's hat with Badger bitch written on it. And mine said, I have a vagina like a punched lasagna.
Well, we do know that. That's a given. I don't know how that has managed to escape the four walls of this room. Well, some people are like that. They like the sort of, you know, the rough stuff.
Oh, you just spanked me.
Do you know what I mean? They're not that sort of thing.
That's what it felt like. It was very, very sour experience.
Oh,
but
God.
The food was great. So I think 5 stars all round.
Well, jolly good. And if you ask them nicely.
Would you like to spank my bottom one day?
I'm sure they would do that, because people like that. So why do people like that? Just between you, since we're on this subject, and I'm getting, it's just a little sex thing again, so cover delicate ears.
Mm.
I don't understand that. You know, when people are into that sort of thing, sort of being treated roughly, being abused, how can anyone enjoy that?
That 50 Shades of Grey thing. If he'd have smacked my bum, I'd have smacked his back.
Dirty, bloody bastard.
You are a very sexy man.
Not when you do things like that, you're not. Disgusting. Well, Linda, I've got to tell you this. There are some people... If you go into London... Now, anyone who lives in London or has visited London might have visited Wonky's.
Oh, I've heard of that. That's where they kick you out, isn't it?
Oh, God, I was there, and I don't want to do the accent. So this is just to tell you. Don't cancel me about this. But I was there a few years ago, and there was a couple downstairs, and they wanted to move because they had friends upstairs. And they said, you know, would you mind if we moved upstairs? And this waiter was going, shut up, fuck off, stop talking, shut up, fuck off. And I mean, I don't have to do the accent, but it was, shut up, fuck off, stop talking, shut your mouth. And I thought, do people like that sort of service? I hate it.
Imagine being that waiter. It must be very draining.
Oh, God,
what if he's
awful.
A very mild-mannered person by day?
I just think, you know, there's so many weird things out there in the world that just unnecessarily rude.
Is he happy and you know it's not with me? Is he happy and you know it's not with me?
you know what I mean? It's sort of unnecessary,
isn't
it?
A friend of mine went to a ninja cafe where you sit in the dark and people thrust swords through gaps in the wall.
Oh, you must tell me where that is.
I said, you'll never find it unless you're a ninja.
Let's get on with the show. Enough of this shite. Here we go! And I'm going to kick off once again with a deep dive. Of my favourite book at the moment, The Soul Must Go On, Book 2 by Malcolm Thorogood. Now, I do know, Malcolm, if you're listening, or anyone from his organisation, we are not really allowed to read passages from this book. I understand that. But I do want to promote the book. Please, please get it. All the proceeds go to the Vanessa Foundation charity dedicated to his daughter who died at age 14. I don't want to be... You know, I don't want to take the piss out of this book because on face value, Freddie Starr's messages from beyond the grave could be seen as something which might, you know, a bit of levity might, it might result
well,
in a bit
of... He was a funny man. Very funny.
But it's an absolutely fascinating book. And basically, Malcolm has been receiving messages from the dead, the very dead Freddie Starr, which come through a medium called June Valentine, right. Which maybe we can speak to June sometime. It is a fascinating book. And I got all the way through it. I made all sorts of notes on this book, The Soul Must Go On, Book 2, Freddie Starr's Messages from Beyond the Grave. And then I decided that actually I wouldn't do it because apart from anything, there's a massive legal note in the front of the book. But needless to say, if I ever wanted to do a... then this would be the book I would go in for. And please do... do get it yourself and do your own.
It's a bit like Fight Club, this book club, isn't it? No one talks about it. It's the best way for legal reasons. If you do read it, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, well, Linda had a very good idea that we could all talk about it psychically for next time. But anyway, I can't do it. But if you do get the book, please do enjoy.
Can I just send a psychic message about that book now?
I totally agree with you, Linda. One of the greatest British comedians of all time. Thank you very much. Ghost Perv! Put the scary music on, please.
Do you want Ghost Perv music? I don't think I've got...
This is from, I think it's The Sun. Ghost Perv Cop Guilty. Read that out, Linda.
An ex-PC was yesterday convicted of making dirty phone calls despite... How retro...
Yeah, dirty phone call. That's an old thing.
My mum used to keep a mouth organ by the telephone for just that kind of experience.
Really?
Yeah, so she could blast her ears off.
Oh, a mouth organ. I thought she'd sort of join in to put it to song. Are you wearing any knickers? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? You know, sing something like this. Is it that sort of thing?
No, but she should have.
She should have.
You're making dirty phone calls despite claiming his body was inhabited by the spirit of a 19... Come on.
Yeah.
By a 19th century pervert.
In case you missed that, an ex-PC was just convicted of making dirty phone calls despite claiming his body was inhabited by the spirit of a 19th century pervert.
It's another one of these, it won't me, a ghost did it ones.
Absolutely ridiculous. Go on.
Anthony Cooper of Waterdale Beds, pestered by a string of women, but blamed the ghost of sex-crazed Peter Wilson, who died 100 years ago. Magistrates ruled evidence about the ghost was inadmissible and found him guilty.
Can I just say, I'm sick of ghosts getting the blame.
It's like the spectral version of, you don't know them, they go to another school.
That's right. I mean, I've got to say, Ruth was a bit like that when she stayed at this house.
Oh, yeah.
Blaming the ghost. She'd be blowing off watching Tipping Point or something, and she'd be like, oh no, it's a ghost. You know, I said, which ghost? She'd say... off the top of red, Florence Nightingale or something. You know, it's Mother Teresa just blown off. You know, anyway, she was always...
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
You know, nightmare having that woman living with me. What I find incredible, the magistrate said the evidence was inadmissible. I wonder, probably because 19th century ghosts wouldn't know how to use a bloody telephone.
Exactly, never mind abuse it.
Well, how would a 19th century ghost... do the sexy phone calls.
You'd be thinking about your ankles, wouldn't he?
Are your ankles on show, madam? Would you please tell me how you get into your crinoline? Anyway, that is sad. Talking of awful phone messages, here are your Skype messages for the show.
New message.
Hi, Clinton. I live in the countryside, and the other day I was in my garden. and I heard a rustling in the bushes. Quite frightened, and now more alert than I was previously, I looked over at the bushes and I saw this great, big, hairy, horrible-looking thing. And I realised it was the farmer. He was just inspecting his boundaries. So I let him in and he came and inspected my...
Hey, Clinton, you know you said to give you a ring if the voices came back? Wow. They're telling me you need to come round and give my frontal lobe a thorough examination. So any time in the next 2 weeks, hubby's away, so don't forget the wine and the walk of sensation. Bye, sexy.
G'day, Clinton. I've got a rogue koala that needs taming. It's clinging on to me far.
Hi, this is Alistair about the Lizzie Borden incident. When I was a kid, I'd watched the film about Lizzie Borden. At night, I had a nightmare, I thought. But no, then I woke up and it seemed Lizzie Borden was standing in the room looking at me, coming at me with an axe to chop me up. Thank you.
Now, as you know, we are doing a show, me and Ramon, to me. We are all over the country from September the 22nd to the start of December. Tickets are at clintonbaptiste.com/live. Please do bloody well come along because, you know...
You've been working very hard on it.
We've been working very, very hard on it.
And the situation is tense with you and Ramon, let's be honest.
It's very, very difficult with me and Ramon because, you know, it's very hard to work so closely together. But if you don't buy a ticket, there's no point us doing all these bloody rehearsals. ClintonBaptiste.com/live. There's all sorts of stuff you can hear. It's wonderful. There's singing, dancing, the lot.
And you
know, it's all there. So please do... come along. But anyway, we've had a little run in this
week.
Not
again.
Yes, we've had a run in this week.
Do you think you're too similar? Is that what it is?
Fuck off! Too similar. Cheeky cow. There's been a little bit of a run in about free tickets he's been giving away. Have a listen to this.
Angel Waters, Gabriel Waters, Roger Waters, Ramon here.
Right, Ramon, it's me. Listen, can I just say, I've just looked at the printout for ticket sales for our tour.
Uh-huh.
What's this I hear? Yeah, you're clearly giving away free tickets for our shows on our tour for your family.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's going to come out of your...
Shut up, because you're very generous, aren't you?
What?
You give the gangling off your hairy back to NMD, wouldn't you?
Listen, we've got to earn money from this too. You can't just hand it out to your lot.
What do you mean, my lot?
Yeah, your family.
Your family wouldn't even know the theatre. Put it this way. With you lot, I'm picking up less sort of Royal Windsor Park, less Gatcombe Park, more f***ing trailer park.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Charming.
Aye, charming. Aye, if your dad was an airport, he'd be Gibraltar, taken up the slope by a troop of monkeys 10 times a day.
Your daddy thought he had a PhD in geology, turned out it was an STD from Grimsby.
If your mother was a concert, she'd be Live Aid. Players on and off her all day and night, and her whole thing was the status quo.
Your dad, right, he's always picking up ladies of the night. Oh, yes, his idea of foreplay was undoing his seatbelt and turning the fucking engine off.
Your mother got stopped at customs and said, have you packed any nails, scissors, tweezers or hairspray in your luggage? She said, no. They said, well, f*** me, looked at you. Don't you think you should, darling? Ugly old boot.
Oh.
Your father had that many illegitimate wains. He had to use an Excel sheet to remember their birthdays. He gets repetitive strain injury from writing birthday cards.
Your old man, he's made that many fraudulent claims for benefits. This alias, that alias. I know for a fact he's been signing on as Susan f***ing Boyle for the last 2 years, the silly prick.
Your mother had a surprise party and all the guests sat in the dark. She walked in, they all cheered, but your dad wouldn't turn the light on, the stingy bastard. Your mother had to fucking guess who was there. Friendly, do it for your lot.
Your mum, I tell you what, your mum, you got your dad somebody in baby blue to turn him on. Viagra, that's about it.
I remember your mother saying, oh, after all that Christmas dinner, all I need is a good walk. Fuck that. What your mother needed was an industrial macerator.
How dare you?
Your mother and sister showed me their snaps at that restaurant for her birthday. I thought, for fuck's sake, I didn't know hairy bikers were filming in Glasgow.
Your brother, Predatory? He's got that many electronic ankle tags on him. Now, we've got to address the elephant in the room a bit. Jake.
Oh, God.
Cat Fox, who produces the show. Yeah. We've got this lad, Jake. It could get there. It could get there.
He's young. Is he enthusiastic?
He's quite enthusiastic. He's one of these people. He's done a gap year. He's been all over the world.
We were all that know-it-all kid at one point, weren't we?
I don't want to be too nasty.
Not quite as know-it-all. But
let's just give him a little bit of a go. Well, he's been out and about and he wants to talk to me about, well, spiritual things to give him his due. Have a listen to this.
Hi, Clint. Can you hear me? I'm ringing from Udaipur in India. I'm in the state of Rajasthan.
Hello, Jake. Yeah, hi.
Are you recording?
Yes, I've started recording. Go on.
Look, I really appreciate you getting me involved. I just think it would give you know, your podcast, forgive me, mate, just a bit more gravitas when it comes to, like, matters of the spiritual.
Sorry. Well, I do appreciate you wanting to get involved, Jake. I know your aunt is keen for you to do something, but more gravitas is a bit patronising, if you don't mind me saying. I'm a deeply fucking spiritual man. That's what the podcast is, mate.
Mate, I didn't mean to belittle you, but without bigging my part up, I've had to walk about 6 miles to find a phone, mate. This isn't a holiday. The sort of work I'm doing, right? I don't want to, you know, overstate it, but I'm like picking up ideas, disseminating thoughts, quite often with very learned people, beautifully simple people. Do you get me?
Yeah, look, I have actually been to India and all, Jake.
Where did you go?
Mumbai.
Bombay.
Hey, you got that wrong, you see, because it's called Mumbai nowadays.
actually, I think you'll find most liberal Indians still call it Bombay.
Well, fucking Bombay then!
Yeah, right, Bombay. A bit touristy.
Is it really?
Udaipur, is it?
No, it's not. Well, listen, the tape's running. Tell us what the tell us what you've been up to. And I can't tell you, Jake, I can't spend too long on this. I've had quite a long story coming on email about a ghost who shit someone up in a vicarage, and it's pretty good, so I'll have to cut you short.
Mate, I'm sorry, but I'm here to help your podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I've spent the afternoon meditating with my girlfriend.
Yes.
And you're bringing a lot of negativity to this call.
I've been
with some wonderful Indian children who have nothing, mate.
Yeah,
they have nothing. And I've been teaching them. I've been reading with them. Have you ever done anything like that? That's exactly the sort of feature that your podcast could do with, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I have done that, actually.
Where?
Fucking India.
What? In a mandir?
Yeah, in a mandir.
Not in a mandir. It's in a mandir. It's a communal place of worship.
I know that. Right, do you want to do this recording or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, well, we're rolling now, so can we get on with it? Go.
Namaste. You find me, Jake, in Udaipur, northern India, in the Indian state of Rajasthan. And it's here today that myself and my girlfriend Nettie settle on a poor village to offer prayers and pass on a bit of the spiritual energy and learning that has guided us throughout our journey of discovery. For 3 hours we sat with them, putting beads into their hair or breaking bread. They were so grateful. Join me on my return as I discussed with Clinton the true nature of spiritual travel in this verdant and corporeal world. Maybe, just maybe, there's more to life than what you know at home. I'm Jake Beaumont, reporting from Northern India for Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. Okay, Clint?
Yeah, it's Clinton. Have you finished?
Sorry, mate. Speak soon. And Pyar to you. It means love to you.
Yeah, and love to you, stupid little prick. And now it's time for more psychic switchboard swindlers with my neighbour, Barry.
Witness the power of the tarot. Enter the psychic zone and find out what's in your future.
Find out what secrets our tarot masters have to tell you. Call now.
Call 1-800-943-4-3.
1-800-654-3128.
Hello, you're through to switchboard. This is Amanda. How can I help you?
Hello, Amanda. Nice to speak to you. My name is Barry.
Hello, Barry. Lovely to speak to you too.
Lovely to speak to you too. No, it's just need to speak to you. I'm in slight dire straits at the moment. And
right.
I'm looking for the cure, and I wondered whether you could just do me a basic reading.
Absolutely, I can do that.
Yeah.
We actually offer a package, and it's the past, present, and future reading. Is that something you've
done? Past, present, and future. Yeah. Yes, please. Just, any sort of reading. Just draw the card and take that sort of thing.
Of course. Okay, well, let's get started.
Yeah.
So, in general, how have you been? How is your health?
Well, not too bad. I've got a few worries. It sent me completely bananaramas, really.
Oh, but I'm
glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm only, I'm not a very complex person, quite a simple mind. I just wondered was, I got a few problems at home, and my health is fine, if anything, it's just not nirvana at home, really. It's anything but.
I'm sorry to hear that. So, would you say your mental health is in a good place?
Well, yeah, I think it's pretty good. I mean, the status quo isn't too bad in my house.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sensing some very positive vibes from you, Barry.
Super.
Should we get into it?
Yes, please.
So I have drawn the Five of Wands.
Oh, blimey, what's that? Sounds...
It's a suit. It's most often called wands, but sometimes people call it rods or staves, and it represents initiative.
Okay,
really a one to start with, Barry.
That's okay, as long as it's not complicated, because I'm not that interested in the cult of, brainwashing me.
No. Well, actually, it's a suit of enterprise and risk-taking. Are you particularly a risk-taker, Barry?
Very much so. I've had my own business and that. I'm very much a sort of, don't really hold much sway with Eastern philosophies. I'm very much a Westlife kind of person, What's it saying about me past? I mean, what's the genesis of it?
Well, this suit essentially symbolises struggles
by
manoeuvring and a competitive urge in your life. So
yeah.
It could be about someone who is pushing their agenda upon others. It can mean many things, pushing on people, so it could be...
Okay, well, give me the full service, give me the full 10cc service.
Well, the Five of Wands
is
such an incredible card to have for your past, because in this position, it encourages you to find your natural ambitions, to identify what energises you, what you would fight for.
Right, I'll fight for the right to pass, that's...
Okay, should we move on to your present?
Yes, present, okay.
Four of Cups.
And it's Four of Cups, okay.
So this is essentially represents the emotional and psychic aspects of your life.
Okay.
So fantasy, your imagination, your feelings of love.
Right.
And actually drawn it upright.
Imagination,
Yes, your imagination. So, in this position it's come out as, you want to basically take a clear look at how distracted your life has become.
It's not intangible, it's blancmange, really, my life. Really.
So that's ringing a few bells.
Yes. It has got a bit bogged down. My diet's not so good. I've had a lot of meatloaf.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, but I just really want to say wham to...
Right. I'm not sure if I'm imagining this. It just sort of sounds like you're saying names of bands? Is that...
No. Well, can we get back to the question in hand?
Let's move on to the final... The final card. So...
Yeah.
What is your future, Barry?
Well, is it an oasis or...
Right, what you sort of sound like you're doing it again.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're bleeding forward. Up yours! Shove it up your ass! Thank you.
Your network provider has charged £75.78 to your account for your psychic reading call. Thank you, and have a nice day.
The producers Peters Fox Limited have used this recording in good faith and made every effort to disguise the company of the switchboard used and the psychics contacted, who were in turn remunerated for their participation in this podcast. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, as you know, I do a lot of readings up and down the country, don't I, Linda?
Oh, he does, yeah.
And the other week I was in Kidsgrove, which I think I mentioned last time, in Stoke-on-Trent, where I spoke to Nikki and Kira Evans. Have a listen to this. I'm here in Kidsgrove at the town hall. It's a very spooky place, and I've met a couple of ladies, a wonderful comedian, Kira, who is here. She's just been on stage, and this is her mum, who's also a singer and a chaperone. But the most important thing is that they are true believers in the supernatural. If I might turn to you, Nikki, what's the story you've got for us, please?
Well, the story I've got was in a house I used to live. I was sitting with Kira, wasn't I? And Kira was about 2.5 years old, and she was across the other side of the table. We just had breakfast.
Yeah.
And she just climbed over the table and said, "The Nothing Lady."
Well, that's a bit tough on her own mum, isn't it? I mean, you've achieved quite a lot. I don't know whether that's all that fair, Kira.
I don't think she's actually talking about me, though.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Who was she talking about?
She looked at it over my shoulder and just said, "The Nothing Lady." So I'm assuming she'd seen a ghost.
Well, rather spookily, the 9 o'clock bell has just stopped as I'm... Kira, what did you see? Do you have any recollection of this?
Well, being 2.5 years old.
Yeah, difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I also remember when I was around about 6,
yeah,
when I went up to my bedroom in that house,
yeah,
there used to be a box by my door.
Good God.
And I used to talk to this thing.
The mic's not great, hold it a bit lower down, apparently.
The mic's not great, hold it a little bit lower down, is what I'm being told about this gig. Thank you. That was the voice of Freddie Starr, who was just letting us know. Thank you, Freddie. Go back to sleep. Go on.
And this box was by my door, and I remember seeing this young boy, and I was literally sat talking to him as a kid, and I thought he was like
joking,
an imaginary friend. And then turns out that this nothing lady ended up having a child that also was not with her at the time.
What's the
well.
Relevance of the box?
It was just by my door. It had all like my kid jewellery and like, you know, your bell slippers you get from Primark.
Right, but you were sat down next to the box,
yeah,
and this little boy was there,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, sat on top of the box.
What did he look like?
Like a Victorian little boy.
You're joking.
No, really.
And do you remember having a laugh with him? Or do you remember him being spooky or?
I remember talking to him about school and that, and then we used to play games together. And
Victorian games? hoop and stick?
You know, like ring around roses.
Oh my
god. Like plague area.
Ring around roses. You mean ring a ring of roses?
Yeah, it's like plague stuff, innit?
Yeah, it is plague stuff, yeah.
Sneezing and that.
That's a shit game by any era. Sneezing. Well, if anyone's got any Victorian games like sneezing or rickets, please let us know. Well, thank you very much, ladies. You proper shit me up.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Time now for a very spooky story from Chat. It's Fate Magazine. Hold on.
Now, this one is the testimony of Nellie Bungay, who is 49, from the Isle of Dogs in London.
Okay,
and before you start imagining some sort of Phil Mitchell type, you know, Dolly Bird.
Right.
No.
They're filmmakers from North London.
We're talking about a couple of a certain age. She's very refined, not very much makeup, nice sort of windswept hair and a lot of beads.
I'm not being snobby, but not the sort of person you normally find in Chat, It's Fate magazine. Quite posh, posh people.
Her husband's got one of them scarves on that people who travel like to wear. Do you know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Go on.
Anyway, this is her now. When my husband Bill, a film director, revealed he was buying a haunted house to promote his horror film, that's the sort of money we're talking about, right?
Doing his own
film. Some people will draw up a poster, he's bought a house.
Right.
I thought, what a waste of money, I muttered. But it was his money and he could do what he wanted with it.
Oh.
Back then, I was a sceptic. I'd never visited a psychic and certainly didn't believe in ghosts.
Oh, how cut off!
But Bill was determined to buy 30 East Drive in Pontefract, West Yorkshire.
You will remember, people, we've dealt with this place before. It's very, very scary and very, very spooky and very haunted.
It had been the site of a well-known haunting in the 1970s. Fast forward over 40 years and the former council house was empty apart from its resident poltergeist. The angry spirit known as the Black Monk. Remember that guy?
Oh, I remember that.
In a ghost up my fanny.
It had attacked the former residents, the Pritchard family, throwing things around the house, switching off the electrics, doing that. It was not a friendly ghost, although they'd nicknamed it Fred. Remember that name?
Right, Fred. Go on.
So, the plan was to set the house up after the film premiere and sell it. But soon, ghost hunting groups were contacting Bill about staying the night.
Oh my God!
You need to check yourself.
Bill agreed to do a few investigations and the poltergeist was keen to get in on the act.
Right.
Turning up every single time the ghost hunters visited, people saw human-shaped shadows on the stairs and heard growling. Also, they said, because I am talking about Nellie Bungay, remained sceptical. I didn't believe the stories, even though the spirit's behaviour had been witnessed by many people. but here we go, she gets the posh friends up. One of my friends, Jane, was interested in psychic stuff.
I'm very interested in psychic stuff.
You know what Jane looks like, don't you? She's going to be, I don't know, crystals and that.
Yeah.
We should stay at the house, she suggested. So if it's as scary as people say. It won't be, I laughed, but then she talked me round. So myself and three friends, Jane, Susie and Gary.
Oh, they sound very posh, yes. They went up to...
Travel from London to
God.
Pontefract.
Oh, that's a terrible combination, isn't it?
Yes. Bill and I still plan to sell the house. I wanted to see what work was needed. When we arrived at East Drive, I met the keyholder, Carol, who lives next door.
Yeah, fucking hell, these poshers turning up to haunted house.
That London lot have come in.
London lot have come up, the bastards. Come and see haunted house. Oh, you'll be wanting a fancy takeaway, won't you?
We've only got Chinese.
We've only got Chinese up the road.
Carol said, you know there's a blue light that's been seen in windows by passers-by.
Oh, my God.
And a huge, deep medieval well that sits underneath both properties, yours and mine. So what, I thought to myself.
Ugh, ghastly people!
But both my friends had gone pale.
Well, basically what happens is they stayed there, they had a Chinese takeaway, ghastly Chinese takeaway. They munched chicken chow mein, they started to feel uncomfortable. Like somebody's watching us, I whispered to the other. They nodded. As I took the empty plates to the sink to wash up, I shivered at the terrible crockery someone had left there, no doubt. I just walked through a strange ice-cold column of air. Where did it come from? You're up north, love! What do you expect? In the middle of the night, she got up to go to the toilet, needing the loo. I woke Jane and she came upstairs with me.
What?
Oh, my God, I squealed in fright. And I opened the bathroom door. Someone's just prodded me in the back. You know who that is, don't you?
You do have a dirty bottom. I've seen it.
It's her. You know, you don't want to go to the toilet in the middle of the night when Ruth's there.
Is that your Willy?
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, I said. I'm going to cross my legs. I told the others. No way. I was going back upstairs again. I managed to go back to sleep, only to wake up about 3 a.m. The house was red hot. It had the heat was almost unbearable. When we woke up at 7:30, the radiators were back on full. We were all freaked out. Whatever is doing this is intelligent, and it's watching us, I thought to myself, shuddering. It wants to make us feel uncomfortable, show us who's boss, and send us back down to North London.
Is she still not had a piss? No wonder she's getting hot and cold to be a liver.
Exactly. Anyway, it gets to the end of this thing, right, and this is the most amazing thing. Bill, the posh one, has been so inspired by his experiences and those of other ghost writers that he's co-written a book, The Black Monk of Pontefract, which includes his own ghostly encounter of being bombarded by small objects on one of his visits.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet,
said the ghost, no doubt. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants us to go up to this house in Pontefract, yeah, we'll happily do it.
You won't shit me up.
No, definitely not.
I could pee anywhere, me.
And if there's anyone who wants us to come and see a haunted house, we could quite happily go and do it.
Yeah, no bother.
Why not?
As long as it's not on, like, the second weekend of a month, because that's cat weekend, but I can make it work.
The ghosts don't revolve round you, my love.
They don't know cats.
They don't know cats. Well, we've come to the end of another episode of this award-winning podcast. Linda, what are you going to be doing now with your time?
I am looking forward to going to see my friend Cockney Kate. She's going to make me a pie.
Oh, how lovely. Where does she live? Does she live in London?
No, does she buggery? She's quite posh now.
Oh, and I'm going to be sitting down watching the tennis, Wimbledon.
Ooh.
I thought it was really funny. We got one fella left, one British fella left, Cameron Norrie.
Mm.
I was listening to the radio this morning. They said that Britain has got one final singles tennis player left in Wimbledon. The bloke comes on and goes, you know, it's really great to be, you know, a proper English fella, you know, and get behind me at Wimbledon. It reminded me of the other one was Greg Rosetsky, wasn't it? Coming on, hey, you know, that's a real peace super in London. Hey, God save the Queen.
I got myself in a right 2-8 there for a minute.
I got myself in a right 2-8. I'm Greg Rosetsky. Hey, you cockney ding dong son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's not very... Why are they all...
Why can't we grow our own?
We can't grow... We've got Emma Raducanu.
Well,
she's bloody hopeless, isn't she?
She's 19, though. Cut her some slack. I was still flipping UKD at that age.
Okay, but she's got a bloody knighted or something, isn't she? She's won that thing. Why try winning a bloody tennis match? Don't give her a bleeding gong.
I bet she thinks, job done, back to bed for
job
me,
done,
I'm 19.
Done that. And can I just say to Emma, if you are listening, I'm only joking. You've achieved more than me.
Britain's finest.
I mean, normally, let's be fair, our lot get beaten by a swing ball in the first fucking round. So anyway, good luck to all our American, English and Australian British tennis players.
Will you not be going up to Murray's Mound?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, it was Henman Hill, Murray's
Murray
Mound.
Mound.
No,
that sounded horrible, didn't
Cameron
it?
Cameron Norris Nook, it'll be now, won't it? If he does well.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, until next time, enjoy your Cockney pie.
Oh, I love it.
And we'll see you next time. Until next time, guys. Fading now. Oh, hold on. Who's this?
Don't leave without me.
Oh, she waving from the boat. Bye-bye. She going to Jay McDonald. What's a little girl? Final word from Jay, because you do it better than me.
Cake by the ocean. Cake by the ocean. Cake by the ocean. I love cake.
Until next time, we're coming up with the Jay McDonald song now. Bye-bye, friends. See you next bloody week. Well, another show comes to an end. Thanks to Linda, of course, to Barry, to Jake, to Ramon, Nikki and Kira, but mostly to you for your company. On behalf of me and Linda, it's totally indescribable to have you at all. Because, you know, we realise there are many podcasts out there and we're just glad you chose ours. Do you see? And now it's time to bid you farewell until next week, when there'll be all sorts of fabulous spooky shit going on for your ears. See you next week, guys, and try and stay away from the evil spirits. Only kidding.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.